Welcome to the Minute Movement, where we discuss how 1 minute can change your life. I'm your host, Aaron Wright, the bald man with a plan. Yesterday, I got some really bad news. My boss called me in and informed us that they are changing our pay plan at my office. Well, that's pretty devastating. Since 2008, I have taken a pay cut almost every 6 months and almost by half each time that happens. I was pretty devastated yesterday, and I went home and talked with my wife. We have to readjust. We have to figure out new things and how we're going to handle the bills for the future. And then this morning as I woke up, took out the little puppy, let him take care of his business, and sitting there and thinking about, well, Aaron, how are you being about this change? And, you know, is there any opportunity with this? And I started thinking about it, and I was like, you know, I'm being pretty negative about this change. Instead, what's the positive flip that I could put on this? And the positive flip is, this gives me huge opportunities. Number one is it cleans out some of the riffraff in my business. I do mortgages, and so once again, it takes some of the guys who are less knowledgeable, less professional, out of the business. It allows me to be the best that I can be. So what that essentially means is that I'm going to have to work a little bit harder. I'm going to need to be more efficient. I'm going to need to be more creative. I'm going to need to come up with new ideas on how to get my message out. And part of that is doing this podcast this morning. So if you are in Missouri or Kansas and need a refinance loan or a purchase loan of a home, let me know. But more than that, I just wanted to reach out and talk about briefly adversity. Be there no matter what. Change is always going to be happening, and the way that we deal with that change and the way that we handle that is going to be the difference between if we're happy in life or if we're being the victim in life. So I don't want to be the victim. I want to stand up and I want to say, hey, today is a new day. I'm going to be the best that I can be. And all of this change happens in our minds. It's not like I came in magically and they changed the pay plan back to where I needed it to be so that I could earn money in order to support my family. That's not going to happen. I know that. However, what I can do is look at where is the opportunity in this. So the challenge today is where in your life are you playing the victim? Where in your life do you have adversity? And I want to encourage you to be different about that adversity. Where is the opportunity in that adversity? So what we're going to do is we're going to give you the 4 steps with dealing with change and adversity in your life. Number one is you need to feel what you feel. So if something comes on and you're scared, you're angry, you're pissed off, it doesn't matter. I want you to feel completely about how you feel, and it's okay the way that you feel. Okay, the second step is how are you being about the change? I want you to really evaluate in your mind, how am I being about this change? Okay, so you're going to evaluate yourself. The third step is where is the opportunity in the change? I want you to search over and really be open-minded about, is there opportunity here? Look for the opportunity in the adversity and the change that's coming your way, okay? I don't necessarily like to even call it adversity. I just want you to be in a place where, hey, there's change coming. Change is going to happen. Matter of fact, with you just getting this information, your mind is changing. You are at a different place than when you originally started this podcast. So number three, where is the opportunity in the change? Look for the opportunity. Number four, be powerful. I want you to think in your mind, what if I was being different about this situation? What if I was being an overcomer? What if I was being better at what I do? What if I could work smarter, communicate better, be more effective, ultimately be more powerful? The 4th step for dealing with change is be powerful. So let's review those real quick. Number one is feel where you're at. Number two, evaluate yourself. Number three, look for the opportunity. Number four, be powerful and make a difference. So I'm looking forward to doing my best today, going to create every opportunity, make sure that every opportunity that comes my direction that I take full advantage of, and really make sure that I work those leads to the maximum that I can. I'm also going to meet with some other people today. We're going to talk about the Minute Movement and taking that into their business. And so I'm really excited about that around lunchtime. Make sure that you try to connect with us. Subscribe to the podcast. Tweet it out. Email it out. If this has helped you, let us know. If there's anything particular in your life that you're dealing with, that you're having you're struggling with, and you need some coaching to coach through that, let us know. Well, it's now time for my micro exercise. So today I'm going to be doing some squats, and I'm going to get busy on that. And until next time, I'm Aaron Wright, the bald man with the plan. Thanks for listening to the Minute Movement, maximizing your minutes.